to the word now. Talent, if you can come to the front quickly. So yeah, we're gonna call the team up, Awaken Europe, as they're gonna share the word with us this morning. They're gonna minister here with us. And I know their hearts is really expected for what the Lord is going to do. He's already starting in worship, like every single time. Like, I didn't want to stop it, but God's just amazingly doing, and I know He's gonna just continue. And I'm excited for your word. So you guys can come up with us, please. We're just gonna receive you, myself and Talent.
Thank you so much. It's a privilege to have a team come all the way from Europe. I think it's not only a privilege, but it's also a challenge to some of us that, you know what, if someone could spend 12 hours on a flight to go and do God's kingdom, it speaks to me. I'm like, where are my priorities? Where does my time and treasure go to? If I really love God, this is a demonstration of love. And we really appreciate that. So we're just going to pray and just going to release the team to minister. Let's just close our eyes and pray. Father, we thank you for the team, Lord. We thank you for the service today. We thank you for the heart. We thank you for what you're doing in our hearts. Thank you, Lord, that we are ready. Our hearts are open today to receive from you. Thank you for your servants. Thank you for your people. Thank you for your ministers. We pray for boldness. We pray for authority on their shoulders, that they be able to speak with boldness and with freedom, that which you have laid in their hearts, Lord. We release them to speak your word, to speak your heart, and to speak as if it was you, Lord. We thank you, and our hearts are open to receive what you want to speak to us this morning. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. Amen.
I'm just going to give some feedback quickly. Some background quickly on Awaken. So, Anina, yeah, she's a teacher by trade, but has a passion for the gospel and has a passion for God's kingdom. And that's why she's here today. She's done an Awaken Europe internship for a while, and now she's finished. Now she's stuck there. Not stuck, but she's willingly stuck there. Like you know, when you're doing something for God, and you just realize, I can't go back being the same person. So that's where she is now. She's mentoring, she's discipling, she's leading. She's been leading a couple of teams already, and now she's led the team up to South Africa. She was on a bus, and then she felt the Lord say, South Africa. And she was obedient. And they didn't know shofar at all. So, yeah, that's excited how God just communicated through the Awaken ministry and then shofar. And today they are here. And Katya has an amazing testimony, which you'll see now. I had the privilege of meeting up with them. Katya is 19 years old, but a well of wisdom, guys. A well of wisdom. So when she speaks, like, the Holy Spirit, like, speaks through her so profoundly. And Sarah is a PK like me. So Sarah is also a pastor's kid and a preacher's kid. So her heart wasn't for the kingdom like most of us is who grew up in a PK's house. It's like, oh, Lord, I don't want anything to do with church. And then you end up finding yourself running a church and leading a church. That is our stories. So Sarah is one of those, and yeah, I'm excited also. Sarah is just an amazing person, loves God, loves Jesus, loves his church so much. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to having the team here. So yeah, let's open up our hearts and receive from them.
Thank you so much that we can be here. It's such an honor for us to be here, and like it feels like coming home from another home. So we arrived and we completely felt home, and I just want to say thank you for everybody that was part of it. And it's like so touching for us to see your hospitality and how you love and how you build family in Shofar churches together. It's something really big, and I feel so honored to be part of that. And yeah, it's such a privilege to be here, and I just want to say thank you for that, for having us. We will later, Sarah and I and Katya, we will later minister to you and, yeah, as well prophesy and just serve you. But before we go into that, I want to introduce, you already introduced Katya, but she has an amazing testimony how God set her completely free from anxiety and depression And I want to just, I'm convinced as she speaks, the Holy Spirit is going to minister to you guys. And it can look so differently, even if you don't struggle with anxiety or if you don't struggle with depression. I'm convinced that the Holy Spirit will put something in your heart, and as well as she speaks, as well the authority, he will put the authority in your heart as well to heal and to pray for people that struggle with that. Because I feel like when I drove into South Africa, I was like, oh, I feel like, as well in Germany, we have the same thing. That's why it felt probably familiar. A lot of people struggle with depression. I know a lot of people that struggle with anxiety. I struggled as well with anxiety, and that's why it's such a huge topic, and it's so good to walk in freedom, and God has like set us fully free and at the cross, and we just learn to walk in our freedom that we have in him, and it's just this beautiful journey. And yeah, that's why I'm like, open your heart. And if like people in your environment, in your families, and in your neighborhood struggle with that, he's the healer, and he will place a new authority this morning in your heart for that. So I hand over to Katja.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm Katja, as they already introduced me. Yeah, you need a little bit grace with my English. I don't speak so long English, but I try my best. Yeah, so what came in my mind is testimonies are the spirit of prophecy. And I really felt, or as well the team felt, I should share my testimony. And yeah, actually it began, I grew up in a Christian family, and yeah, everything was fine. I knew the Lord, I was following him, I loved him. And as I was 13 years old, I think, it began that I got a little bit in circles where my thoughts were just going upwards, that a hopelessness came into my life. I was in high school, and also my teachers realized it, and they spoke to me, and my friends realized it, that something was wrong. And it, in school I tried to do like everything was fine, but inside I was really at home, I cried a lot. I laid on the ground and I didn't know how I should go further. It was just a hopelessness in my life. I could not see in the future. And then I was done with high school, and I didn't know that I had depression. I felt like I'm just a little bit emotional, or that's normal. I'm in my teenager years, so that's how they told me. And then I started to do an apprenticeship as a dressmaker, and that was a new beginning. I felt like, oh yeah, that's a new start, everything will be fine, that's good to start something new, and a new opportunity as well for me to, I felt like all the stuff that I struggled before will go away. And the thing was, I was the dressmaker. I don't know if you know a little bit about this business, but it's really hard business. And you are less paid, you work very hard. And I was by a really good designer. And the thing was, he was under such a high pressure that he gave everything to me. So I was really, I was insecure. I was 15, 14 years old as I started the apprenticeship. And yeah, it was not, they manipulated me. I don't know if it's the right word. Yeah, and it went down and down. And what came together was like, I had an amazing family. My family supported me really good, but the mental health of my brother also got bad. He started with 18 years old. He's my older brother. He started to have schizophrenia. I don't know if you know this. It's a mental illness, and the thing was, in his childhood, we never saw that he has this sickness, because it is usually like that. It starts to coming out or like show like that is appearing when he is in the age of 18, 20, around this. And that was also for our whole family a real shock. Like everything felt apart or breaks. And that was a really, really tough time for my family. We had a lot. He had really angry attacks. He was really fighting with us. Sometimes he spoke for weeks, not with us. And that was really painful for us all. And my mental health was going down and down. And I didn't know how I should go further. I felt like, what's gonna life look when I have a brother on my side who is sick? And my parents told me, like, the sickness, you cannot heal it. It's something, it gets worse and worse. And the problem was, actually, my brother, he didn't want to go to a doctor because he did not agree with us that he's sick. So he was, like, for 4 years at home. We wanted to try to go with him to a doctor that he could take medicine. But he didn't want it, and we couldn't force him. And then in this time as well, my parent talked about with me that I have depressions, and my life felt like everything is going, like, is crashing down. And I really laid some nights on the ground, and I cried, and I said, I don't want to live further. I don't want to live. I believed in God, but my heart was so broken that I could not feel him. I felt like apart from him. And how should I get further? I was in a bad situation, and I just wanted to die. I laid on the ground and said, I want to die. I don't know, I just want to die. And then actually it was an evening. My brother had a bad night. He was really angry. And we had planned to go on a worship night. And then my father said he would go alone with me. But it was really a fight that we in the end then went. It was like, we had to fight that we could go. And I really felt like that was a fight that was a decision that was not my parents' decision. That was the decision of God, that he said, like, you need to go there. And as I went there in the worship night, I came into the room. We were too late because of all the things that happened before. And, like, the presence of God filled me. I didn't know what it was, but I was, like, coming in the room, and suddenly I could breathe again. Or I felt like, wow, here is something, like, a joy. All my joy was lost. I had no joy before. And then I was really shy in this time. And then we worshipped, and it really was a wonderful time. And then they had prayer right in the front of the stage. But I was so afraid. I would never went by myself in front to let pray for me. But really, I felt like, to the first time, I think, like the Holy Spirit taking my feet and stepping with me in front. And then I let pray for me. And nothing special happened. I said I struggle with depression. I struggle with my mental health. And they prayed for me. It was good. But I came home. And then I made a decision. And I think this decision is really important. I learned a lot before. I was watching a lot of preachings, and I learned how often in the Bible it's written that our faith has a real big impact. and that when Jesus healed people, he said, by your faith, because of your faith, you are healed. And I made this decision that I believe Jesus is enough. Jesus is enough, and through his stripes, we are healed. And in this evening, I wrote down in my notebook, I had a notebook where I noted my thoughts and stuff, and I wrote down, I am healed from depression and anxiety. And I wrote down two Bible verses. And I also want to read one Bible verse that really helped me through this time. It's from Isaiah 53:4. It's, surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrow, yet we were esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And that is what I also wrote down. I took before medicine, not hard medicine, but the medicine that helped me. And I decided I don't take this medicine anymore. I believe, I said, this is what, that's my, from my side, the faith that I bring to you, God, that I believe I don't take this medicine. And since this day, I never had any depressional thoughts anymore. And I had joy again. And like the next half of year, I was so on fire. I'm still on fire. But like, this was a crazy time. This was actually a crazy time. I also went to the street. I think I was 16 years old. And I always saw like people, and I always wanted to pray for them. And I did not always have the courage to do it, but like the fire in me was so strong that I really felt. And and that's one thing. That's really what I want to encourage you with. Have faith in the things that you don't see yet, because it says, believe in the things you don't see, and it will be done to you. I think that's the right wording. I think you know the Bible verse. I will look it up for you later if you don't know it. And that's this what really changed my life, what changed my peace, my hope for the future. And still, I want to say, still things came, and I really had to cover myself and say, I am healed. I am healed, and proclaim this. I had never had, as I said, this depressional thought, but still sometimes the enemy tries to take you back in the same things that he already tried to push you down. So he tries often to come in the same ways and look if there still are some holes where he can come in. Yes. And my brother, I also want to give a testimony of my brother. Actually, I never thought that I had. We really prayed for him, and we prayed as family. And this time was like such a strong time for our whole family. We like all prayed for my brother, and. It was also a hard time. We went through highs and lows, and sometimes we lost a little bit, or we felt like we lost the faith that he can fully restore as well, my brother, because because the doctor said, my father's mother went to a psychiatrist. I think you know what it is. But and they let them helping from them, and they helped them to know how they should treat my brother, the best. And he always said, like, he had really crazy thoughts. He said, like, he's going to be the best tennis player of the world, and everything will happen from itself. He really, that was a really blessing, is he really believed in all this time in God. But he in his sickness, he turned it a little bit, that he said, like, I'm something special. God is you don't know who I am. I will be the best tennis player, and God just has to speak with me, and then I step out, and I'm the. He had like a little bit not healthy anymore, he was for 4 years at home, and since I think 3 months. He works actually again, and that's the biggest miracle. I never could think about that he would, out of his own, say, I want to work. And now he works as a gardener. And I really have faith in his full restoration. He still has some mental things sometimes that's coming up, but really through the things that I could learn, I can really help him as well, and we can go together through this. And it's such amazing through what God did through my life, I can help him, and that is so beautiful. How God saw the way, how God put him into my life, and I into his life. That we can go together, and he knew it as we were formed in our in the womb of our mother, and he planned it so beautiful. Yeah, and I want to encourage you, if you have things that you feel like there is no way, like the doctor says there is no way, like I don't know who says there is no way, that you take this step of faith, that you write it down, and that you give God your whole faith, that his way is perfect, and it's not always, like as well by my brother, it was not suddenly that happened, that his healing happened, but it was a process of learning to trust him fully. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I just want to pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are here. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you know these people here. Thank you, Lord. It's your grace. It's your grace that we are alive. And I want to be more aware of what you put in my life, what you are able to do. I want to be aware your ways. I want to be aware what you said, what you promised us. I want to walk in these ways, and I thank you for this church, and I see the hunger in this church to make a difference and to really put their trust in you. Thank you, Lord, for their obedience towards you. You are such a great God, and you never let us down, even if in our valleys we can see through you the light. You bring the light in our valley, and you lift us up. You lift us up. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Yeah, Jesus. Thank you that you are here. Thank you that you move their hearts. And yeah, if anybody of you really feels like he wants to do a step of faith and really wants to take this healing in access, or I don't know the word. Yeah, he wants to take this healing. Then yeah, you just can go on your knees, put up your hand, whatever. But really, if you have things in your life that you feel like, yeah, I want to give you my whole faith for that. And then we could pray together and really step into these things and show God that we believe in his fully healing, in his ways, in his, that he can do everything, that through him everything is possible. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you give us faith. Thank you that is your work in us, that you give us faith. And we want to make us ready to have this faith, to step into this faith. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you so much, Katya. I just felt like there is this beautiful invitation If it as well can relate to you, but as well it can relate to somebody that you know of. Yeah, your family or neighborhood, neighbors or whoever is. Yeah, but I just felt like I want to extend the invitation, and if it's we really want to pray for like complete freedom, and this morning, and we pray later as well for other things, of course. But this morning, I woke up with the verse that I was like pondering about for like over half a year. God, I couldn't pass this verse. I couldn't pass 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. And I couldn't read past this verse, and I feel like we will we are shortly entering a time to actually that the glory of the Lord is revealed in a greater measure that we experience it now. And I feel like there's such a preparation time that he prepares the bride at the moment to step into this greater move of God. And he wants to use us. He wants to use us for the move of God. It's not, he can do it without us. It's very easy. It's God. He can like save your neighbor without you. He can change his heart in one moment, but he don't want to. He wants to change your neighbor's heart and your work colleague heart with you, in partnership with you. And that's something that was really on my heart this morning. And for that we can walk in the freedom, that people will see that we carry an other freedom that they carry. We learn to walk for ourselves in freedom first, because he sets us first free. And yeah, if you struggle sometimes with fear, or as well fear to share the gospel, fear to pray for your work colleague when he says he has back pain. I want to extend the invitation as well this morning. If there is something in your life that's still with fear of man, it's a big thing. There is freedom for you. There is so much freedom for you. And then I ask you a really bold move to do now, to stand up. Because it's so important how we respond. And I can feel the Holy Spirit really strongly in that. Sometimes he's just waiting to set us free for our response. And yes, Katya is going to pray again. And as we pray, we just look upon his face. We look upon his face. Imagine Jesus standing right in front of you. Stare in his eyes. You're at the safest space that you can be.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We want to give you our trust. Yeah, and we want to have faith in the miracles you can do. We want to have faith in the wonders, your grace and your faithfulness that you will come when we pray. That we are not disappointed, but that we know when we pray, then something changes. And even if it's not physical, but in the spirit, there changes something. Their heart gets prepared if we pray for our neighbors. Yeah. thank you that you give us the boldness. You give us the courage to step out and to make a difference in this world, to make a difference. Thank you, Lord. We give you our trust.
Often the Lord highlights a color to me, and today the Lord highlighted the color green. And as we came into the service, actually three people stood out to me. And I just want to invite you guys, and I'm going to read a Bible verse over you, and I believe that the Lord is going to minister to you. I'd like to invite the sir with the green hat, if you could please come to the front. Yeah. And the young lady with the green jacket, with the scarf. And you, sir, with the green jacket. Yeah, you guys can all stand together here. And I'm just going to invite the church to stretch out their hands to them. This week I had Isaiah 61 on my heart a lot. It was being highlighted through songs and just like through Bible studies and everything. And I'm just going to personalize it to you. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon you, because the Lord has anointed you to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent you to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. And then further it says in the verse 3, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Yes, and I don't know if like lies have been said over you guys in the last years, but I just want to revive what the Lord has put in your heart. He has planted seeds for you guys before you were born. You're really called to bring freshness into this world. Yeah. And the color green just like reminds us of spring and of like growth. And that is what the Lord wants to do with you. He wants to use you in the church, but also so powerfully in the community. I don't know what you guys do, but I felt it so strongly that you guys, wherever your foot is going to step, that you're going to leave a mark in the community. So yes, I'm going to invite my other friends to just pray over you. And yes, the church, if you could also pray.
Yes, God. I feel like we're not completely finished yet. I just had an impression. I saw somebody writing a book, and I don't know if it was on your heart since a long time to write a book. But if it's you, I would actually love to pray with you, because I feel like, yeah, I want to encourage you that God's dream is, your dream is God's dream, and He placed a dream in your heart for something. And if it's you, just raise your hand that I see it quickly. Amazing. Yeah, you can come in front. I'd love to pray for you, with you. And we would love to, we want to open up now as well for everybody. If you have like a prayer request, if you need healing in your body, it's really important for us that we pray for you. So feel free to come as we worship. If you don't need prayer, just keep worshiping. But and pray as well. Help us pray. But if it's you, if you need something, need healing in your body, just feel free to come in front, and we will love to pray with you. Something to add.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah, we thank you. If you still need prayer, the team is still here. Please feel free to come forward or to stay. But yeah, I just want to share a quick testimony. Just when she called for someone that's God has put in your heart to write a book. That's why my wife was laughing. Right this very week, I wrote 3 books. Right this very week. Like, you know, some of you know that I write. I've been writing manuscripts over the years. But this week on Monday morning, the Lord put fire in my heart. It's like, this book has to go out now. Like, there's no waiting. It's like, now. And this whole week, even yesterday, I woke up in the morning. I left them in bed at 8 a.m. I was writing. Right from 8 a.m. up to 3 p.m. I was writing. And even after that, I still came back in the evening. This morning, during worship, we're worshiping, and the Lord says, now I want you to start with the evangelism book. I want the evangelism book out. At 10 in the morning as they were worshiping, and just as the Lord was, she calls me and she speaks about and she prophesies and says, unbelievers will read this book and they'll come to knowledge of the truth. And I'm like, the timing, everything is just so wow. So that's just a testimony just to share with you guys. We're coming to the end of the meeting. Yeah, like I said, if you just need prayer for anything, the team is still here. But please don't rush to go. We have coffee. We are here for the next 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Just have coffee, talk to each other, fellowship, get to know each other. That's our tradition. We don't go until at least after 30 minutes of close. Thank you. God bless you. Okay, let me pray a blessing. Let me speak. Father, we thank you for your people. We speak a blessing upon your people. They are blessed as they come in, they're blessed as they go out. Blessed is the children. Thank you for the blessing of the Lord to us and to our children and to our children's children. We declare your favor even during the week, in the workplace, at school, and everywhere we go. The life of God and the favor of God be upon your people in Jesus' name. Amen.